You know, we knew after watching the Texans this week in preparation for them that they were a very talented team. And so congratulations are in order to the Texans on a great win for them. Clearly, it was not a very well-played game by us. We had too many opportunities in this game and didn't make the plays we needed to make. I thought defensively, you know, to give up the, all the yards and be on the field as long as we did and to hold them to the, that point factor, I thought it was an admirable effort, but, you know, we got to get off the field. So, you know, as I told the players, I'll take this one. I should have taken the win in the fourth and not the third, and that's exactly why I decided not to let Rod kick if it was, not within his range. I knew exactly what his range was, and I just felt that, you know, if we would get things going in the third quarter, it wouldn't be a factor. So that's why we went for it on fourth down. It was not a good coaching decision to try to get that field.
What was his range?
You know, he was probably good. Well, I know he was about 5 yards outside his range. Okay. It was clearly, he made the same picks before the game and couldn't get him close, and we were outside the range. So you say wind a factor in here? It was clearly a factor in here. So.
How much did he lobby to try to get you?
No, he didn't. He said, I'll give it a shot. And so.
Jeff, there are better receivers you've seen all year than Andre Jones?
No, I mean, we faced some good receivers, but today he was clearly the best one we faced.
Just engage the first option on that play, on the fourth down play?
We were double moving, going up on top. He could have gone either way to both of them.
How was Albert?
I don't have. I'll have a report for you after we do some tests.
How much were you worried about it initially after seeing him go off?
I'm always worried when a player goes off injured, but I don't have any information for you right now.
Thoughts on Corbin's two calls and that stretch?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Corbin, you know, the defensive player has responsibility to avoid helmet-to-helmet contact. Regardless of how much the quarterback's head moves, you can't hit him in the head. That's the rule. So it looked like it was an accurate call.
The second one?
The second one, it's an effort call, and, you know,
just
the factor.
What is it about Slayton?
Well, I mean, he's a good football player. We knew he was a good football player before the draft, and they got themselves a franchise back. They played well with him.
Something about, I guess, getting surprised
onside
kick and then taking a knee there.
It was not a surprise onside kick. It was a kick that we didn't want lateraled around with both the returns back there. So we were going to kick it 11 yards. They pick it up, pass over. It was a good decision. I was surprised that we got it, but it was not a surprise onside kick.
It seemed like you guys were out of sync offensively, carrying maybe not as one target.
We were not clicking like we did. So we've got some work to do.